As we know, John wrote a spiritual gospel. This gospel is not one of the synoptic gospels, but John wrote a separate gospel, which is a spiritual gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he reports in the 18th chapter and the 33rd verse, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and thy chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said thus, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no fault at all. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we just come to bless your name on tonight. Lord, we need you to speak. We don't need to hear from Pruitt. We need to hear from you. I pray that you just move me out of the way and hide me behind the bloodstained cross. That you speak tonight to me and speak to your people, Lord. That we might be better when we leave this place than we were when we came through the doors. We might be more fitted for the battle, more fitted for warfare. And that we won't be complacent and apathetic and unconcerned, but that we'll realize that the sun is setting fast in the west. You didn't call us to sit down. You called us to labor. You called us to go out and tell dying men and women that there is a reality in serving you. We pray now for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that the body might be edified. To the glory and to the praise of your name, we pray that you build this midget, Lord, that it might be able, Lord God, to grow up into the stature of the fullness of the head, who is you, Christ Jesus. Build this midget now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God and amen and thank God. You may be seated. Look at your neighbor and ask him, what is truth? Amen. How many of us know what truth is? See, Pilate was not being philosophical or sarcastic when he asked Jesus what is truth. He was just expressing frustration and irritation at what seemed to him Jesus' avoidance of his question, which was a simple question, are you a king? All that requires is, in Pilate's eyesight, is a yes or a no. I didn't ask you about all that other stuff because I don't know what you're talking about, no way. Amen. In Pilate's view, Jesus' answer had nothing to do with what he asked him. And so Pilate, in frustration, asked the question, what is truth? And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that Pilate asked that question. Because it causes us to want to investigate, amen, what is truth. And Jesus got to talking about truth because truth is relevant. Truth is relevant to his predicament. Truth is relevant to the situation that he's in. As a matter of fact, they're getting ready to crucify him. And if everything is happening, that means he's getting ready to die for nothing. Oh, I wish I had a praying church. And see, there's no sense in me coming to you. Each night that I have preached to you, I have tried, and the Lord has tried, has given me something that is relevant for you. Hello, somebody. And you got to be careful when you get into the sermon and folk listen to the singing. Singing's great. But for some reason or other, some folk dismiss themselves when you get to the word. Now, I don't see in the Bible nowhere where faith cometh by singing. The Bible said that faith cometh by hearing. Hearing cometh by the word. How can you hear without a preacher? Now, how many of us know that faith is relevant? Because he said, faith, without faith, you cannot please God. Faith is relevant to your Christian walk. Because you're trying to operate in a spiritual realm where you can't see stuff. Reverend Evan, you were talking about all that stuff a while ago. They talk about send me some oil and some blood of Jesus. Them folk ain't got no faith. Amen. The Bible says man ought to always pray and not faint. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that anything we ask, he didn't say nothing about no oil. According to his will, we know he hears us. And we know if he hears, we have the desires that we have asked of him. And don't say nothing about no oil and drinking water. And don't say nothing about none of that stuff. Help me, Holy Ghost. Truth is relevant to the matter at hand. And that's what I'm reading. A lot of folk are cultic right now. Can I meddle a little bit? See, when you're preaching truth, your folk can go anywhere. You know why folk isolate folk? These preachers meddling. You know why Church of Christ folk can't go nowhere? You know why Jehovah Witness can't go nowhere? It's not truth. And you know truth when you hear truth. You inherently have something in you that you know the truth when you hear the truth. And they know you know, and they don't want you going out getting truth, because you're going, when they in the letter, man. You go and you get into the spirit. Then there ain't no way you want to go back into that. That's just like going back, a butterfly going back in the cocoon. That ain't happening. What is truth? This is the only reason that Jesus is in the hands of Pilate, is because of truth. Jesus was and is truth. He by record of truth. And some folk hate truth. Y'all, I'm trying to be easy tonight. If I was at home, I could just let my hair down. People, we are living in a time to where people, you got to be careful what you say to folk. Because it don't take nothing for us to go home and sit down. We will quit on you. We're not even looking for truth. And that's why Paul says, preach the word. In season, out of season. Reproving and rebuking. With all manner of longsuffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure wholesome, healthy, sound doctrine. People don't want to hear truth no more. They want to be wrong and be all right when they're wrong. But wrong is wrong, and wrong don't right nobody. We're coming up in a day and age where parents won't even whoop their children. They time out. Yeah, time out for you to get over here and let me get. The world is so messed up because old man Sam Walton and all of the good people have died off, and they raised all them spoiled kids and they want everything. That's the reason the economy is all messed up. You got all them greedy kids. They grown up. Hello, somebody. They come through college and they was on acid, purple haze and orange sunshine and fried their brains and they greedy. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that. I know. And that's why the world's in the economy and stuff in a bad shape. He said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they shall heap to themselves teachers after their own lust. In other words, they're going to go get a lot of preachers going to tell them what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. Look at your neighbor and say, is that you? Can the preacher preach the truth? And you not quit? Amen. Just say ouch. If it hurt, just say ouch. Listen, if you love me and my pants are busting out, just don't let me walk around with my behind out. Tell me the truth. You got to love folk to tell them the truth when they don't want to hear the truth. You can't be no man pleaser and do this job. You can't want to be nobody's favorite and do this job. This ain't no job for no coward. Amen. God told Ezekiel, you better warn them. He said, if you don't warn them, I'm going to require the blood at your hand. He said, but if you warn them, you're good to go. I'm going to require it at their hand. The Greek word John uses for truth is aletheia. Truth in the Greek carries the idea of that which is unhidden, unconcealed. That which is open to the light of day. That which invites us to investigate it, to try it and to find holes in it. I'm talking about truth. That to break it down to see if there's any falsehood that may be unknowingly laying around or working in it. Truth is that which is real and genuine. Truth is that which is opposed to that which is fictitious and counterfeit and imaginary and has similarities. Truth is that which is opposed to that which is imperfect, defective, frail, and uncertain. Jesus says in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And no matter who, what, where, when, why, how, they, them, those, him, he, she, you, me, blazing black, bubbly blue, grizzly gray, yelling yellow, a passion pink, a rosy red, truth will always rise to the top. William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed the earth will rise again. They talk about Coke being the real thing. No, 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 no. Truth is the real thing. You can cut it, you can shoot it, you can stab it, you can stomp it, you can choke it, and it will still rise up. You can't shut truth down. And Jesus says he came to buy record of the truth. I need to hear him get through with this. I had orders from headquarters. I've been telling y'all, well, I'm almost finished as I take my seat. And then I preach another 30 minutes. And they told me stop lying in the pulpit. Thank you, preachers. Amen. Write this down. Truth is relevant. Truth is relevant. Jesus came to bear witness of the truth. And that's why he brought up truth. Because truth was relevant to his mission. Jesus came all the way from heaven to set up a kingdom on earth. And he only knew, you and I only know what we know about heaven because he told us. John 3:11, Jesus said, let's turn over to John the third chapter quickly. Y'all know this is how I do it. Nicodemus, verse 3 said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? See, he's talking earthly stuff. And a lot of us want to come into church with that earthly stuff and try to get stuff done on a spiritual heavenly program, and you can't do that. And that's why a lot of folk fighting their pastor. Pastor trying to do something spiritual, you trying to do something earthly. And so Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? That's all he knew was earthly. That's why he said that, because that's as far as his mind could go. And Jesus just put it on earthly terms. He used an earthly illustration to try to explain to him what he was talking about. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He's talking kingdom of God stuff, and this man over here talking about having a baby. He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. In other words, don't get all excited about what I said. The wind bloweth where it will, and thou hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell where it come from or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. How many know where the wind's coming from? And you don't know where it's going. Can I get a witness in the house? And it's the same way with being born again. That's being regenerated. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, are thy master of Israel knows not these things? Verse 11 is where I'm trying to get to. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what? That we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you of earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Jesus came from heaven. Hello, somebody. And he's trying to get him to heavenly things by telling him earthly things. And that's what we have to do as pulpiteers and preaching, is trying to get earthly, heavenly things through to you that are thinking earthly. Can I get a witness? So truth is relevant. Jesus is true, because everything that Jesus said came straight from the halls of eternity. See, earth is not true, but heaven is true. And he came to reveal truth, because heaven is true. And Jesus is truth, because that's all he knows is true. But he came into a human body so that he can know our experience, and he could use human language to relate to us. He couldn't come and talk God talk, because we don't know nothing about God talk. So he had to come and speak human language in a human body so that he could save human beings and get them to be spiritual and be the children of God. Not the seed of David, I mean the seed of Abraham. And I'm going to get into that too. Truth is relevant. Jesus came to bear record unto the truth, that Jesus is the Son of God. Secondly, write this down, the truth is offensive. I'm trying to hurry up and close this. Chapter 8. Well, let's go to chapter 6. Let me show you something right quick. Well, no, I'll go to chapter 8, 38. Now, I'm going to run down through this, because this is quite a bit, but it's going to help you. 8 and 38. He says, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. Let's start with verse 37. Is that where I see it? Let's start with 37. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Whoa, that's stinging, isn't it? You want to kill him because his word, truth, has no place in them. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Now, he said up there earlier, he says, I know you are the seed of Abraham. He said, but you ain't Abraham's children. Because if you were Abraham's children, you'd be doing what Abraham do. Yeah, you come from Abraham, and you come down the line from Abraham, but you're not Abraham's children. But now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth which I heard of God. This did not Abraham.
In other words, Abraham didn't try to kill nobody that told him the truth. He says, I got the truth from who? That's where truth comes from. You can't get truth on History Channel. I watched some stuff over the other day. They talking about the children of Israel made a manna machine. Says it's green algae. And they making that stuff now. And I think the astronauts are giving it to them when they go in space. You're supposed to be as food. You're supposed to be able to live on it. Now, which is harder to believe, that the children of Israel, they had a picture of it on the television. Which is harder to believe, that they had a manna machine or the manna fell from heaven? Which is harder to believe? Don't answer that. Verse 41, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Now watch the progression, because see, people didn't need to fool with Jesus if you couldn't handle the truth. Because Jesus would give you one truth, and if you reject that truth, he wouldn't back up off you. He would take you deeper. He'd mess your head up. And then if you didn't receive that truth, he would take you deeper. Jesus never backed up and said, okay, that's too deep for you. I ain't going to give it. He never did that. Now, Paul did that, but Jesus never did that. Paul said that I fed you with milk because you can't handle the meat, but Jesus said, you're going to have to eat this meat. Verse 43 says, why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Look at what he tells him. He's getting ready to bite him now. It's offensive, guys. The truth is offensive. Ye are of your father who? The devil. And they talking about they Abraham's children. They God's children. He said, no, you ain't. Ain't is okay. It's a contraction for him now. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Huh? Yeah. Devil don't have no truth in him. Yeah. How he going to tell the truth and don't have none in it? When we speak a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I can tell a lot of stuff, but I ain't too close up on lying. Amen. He said that a lie comes from Satan, and Satan is the father of a lie. And he said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. What are you convinces me of sin? And I say the truth. Why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Why don't folk want to hear truth? There it is. That's when you got the sugarcoat stuff and tell folk they're all right when they're wrong. Hello, somebody. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? Now they play the race card. Now you a devil. Now you a Samaritan. You ain't nothing now. And you got a devil. And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. See, Jesus didn't back up. They call him a devil. Now he says, if you keep my saying, you shall never see death. What? Look at what they said. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Jesus just, I'm telling you, Jesus don't back up. The truth is offensive, guys. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead, whom makest thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom he said that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him, and if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar, just like you, but I know him and keep his saying. Now they asked him, was he greater than Abraham? Look at what he said. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. How hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus just keeps plowing. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am that I am. I'm the almighty, everlasting God. Before Abraham was, I was on the scene with Abraham. The truth is offensive, guys. And when it offends you, you just need to say, ouch, and tell the preach, man. Don't get up and walk off and leave the church. And then when your brother or your sister call you, you know kinfolk will follow kinfolk all the way out of the church and bad name the pastor, bad name the church. Just tell them. You tell them in a loving baby, you know you're wrong. You know the preacher ain't done nothing to you. You know the church ain't done nothing to you. You know you're wrong. And if you're going to leave, you ought to leave right. Get a letter. Don't run over yonder with all that hell in you that you left him with. Pastor Evans said repentance. First thing for revival is repentance. But you know, some of us are so into ourselves. Ain't no way in the world we're going to get up and come to this altar and say, you know, I got some junk in my trunk. I need to dump. Amen. And let me see the hands of those of you that don't have no junk in your trunk that you don't need to dump. Let me see the hands in the pulpit of those of us that have no junk. And some of us, we've been to this revival every night and we've left out that door the same way we came in. And you don't have to do that. This stuff is real, man. Look at what they did. Let me just shut this down. Then took they up stones to cast at him. He pushed them to the point now they want to kill him. All because he did what? Told them the truth. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? The truth hurt. Don't wait till they get to the message and then you got to go. You need the word. That's the only thing that you're going to be able, and he talked about this. Reverend Evans talked about this. The word of God. John 17. And 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. You know what I'm doing right now? Somebody said it. I'm sanctifying you through God's truth. And thy word is truth. You don't need me doing a whole bunch of hollering at you. You need to hear what I'm saying. As Chris Tucker say, are you hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth? Sanctify means to separate and set apart. The same Greek word for sanctify is the same Greek word for holy. And the book of Hebrews said, without holiness, no man shall see God. And I wanted to preach to you guys about being delivered from the power of sin, your day-to-day living. Every day you got something you got to overcome. But that's different from your positional sanctification. When God looks on you, you just as saved as I don't care who it is. You just as saved as Peter and Paul and John and James and all them boys. The blood of Jesus is speaking for you. And you're going to spend eternity with heaven. But you got hell every day trying to overcome stuff. You've been delivered from the penalty of sin and you're constantly being delivered from the power of sin. And then when Jesus comes, you're going to be delivered from the presence of sin. Penalty, power, and presence. Hello, somebody. Now, why church folk ain't got no business judging other church folk. Just because you overcome something don't mean you still hadn't got something to overcome. They might not have been there as long as you've been there. Give them a minute. Now, why you don't need all them self-righteous folk in church setting up standards for other folk to live by. Jesus says, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And they had sense enough to walk off, said the old man walked off first. Let me throw this away and get through with this. The truth is liberating. He said that everyone that hears my voice, everyone that is of truth, hears my voice. Have y'all been listening to me? He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your hearts, as they did in the day of provocation. I stood here on Tuesday night and none of you moved, but God was speaking to you. God told me he was speaking to you. And I told you, if you feel the Spirit prompting you, you need to move. And all of us, we grieved the Spirit. We quenched him. We denied him. Because we didn't want nobody to see us come up. Listen, if you are all that big and all that grown in the Lord, you ought not be shamed. You think he wasn't shamed hanging out on an old rugged cross? But he says, who for the joy endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. And the apostles, they come back rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. You can't shame me with Jesus. You know, I get down on my face on the floor. You can't shame me with you. I don't care what you got to say. If I feel like crying, I'm going to cry. I need to cry, baby. I don't care what you got to say. Truth is liberating. Hebrews 4 and 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Listen, you're going to have to believe God. How do we know that Noah believed God? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You say you believe, where's your evidence? If we had a kangaroo court right now and call each one of you up and took you to court, who could you call in as a witness to say that was your evidence? Where would you find your evidence that you really believe? You know what Noah's evidence was? The ark was his evidence. Huh? Never rained. And Noah was really, you know, he looked stupid out there preaching it's going to rain for 120 years. But Noah believed God. How many of y'all believe Jesus is coming back? The angel said, ye men, why stand ye gazing the same way you see him going? Why can't we love folk and do folk right if we know he's coming back? Why we want to chip change God when it's time for the offering? Why are we standing in judgment of folk? Is it true? The wages of sin is death. Is it true? It is appointed to man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Is it true? Is it true that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved? How many know there is no condemnation in him? For the Bible says that God so loved the world. And that word so means he loved the world to this degree. He loved the world this much that he gave. He didn't set him out. He gave his only begotten. And ain't but one begotten. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What, y'all gonna pray with me? God so loved you and you and me that the son is just as old as the father. The son that was never born. Hello, somebody. The son that is in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Means that the son sat right there and looked the father face to face. Had fellowship with the father. The son that is God and very God. The son that he said without him was not anything made that was made. The book of Galatians says that by him all things consist. Help me, Holy Ghost. In other words, every them pews you made on, Jesus made those pews. Jesus spoke and matter came into existence. And that's the only reason you got trees. And that's the only reason you got buildings. And that's the only reason you got people, that Jesus is the creator. Hello, somebody. And God sent his own son out and sent him out on a hill called Calvary. I wish I had a praying church. Because it don't make no difference what man wanted to die. Man couldn't redeem us from sin. Sin is a hideous thing in God's eyesight. Can I get a witness in the house? The Bible says, though your sins be red like scarlet, though they be like crimson, he says, I'll wash them whiter than snow. Can I get a praying church? How many know you got some sin stain on you? But he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. How many know you got a Passover lamb? He said, when I see the blood, don't you worry about judgment. Because when I see the blood, look at your neighbor and tell him you might not see it. But you got some blood on you. How many covered in the blood? Come on in under the blood. Can I get a witness in the house? You got a reason to shout. You got a reason to raise your hand. You got a reason to shout hallelujah. You got a reason to run when ain't nothing chasing you. You got a reason to smile when ain't nothing funny. You got a reason to cry when ain't nothing hurting you. I wish I had a praying church. How many know he been good to you? And your sins have been washed in the blood. How many know that's the truth? Look at your neighbor and tell them that's the truth, baby. That's the truth, baby. That's the truth, baby. I wish I had a praying church. How many know that you are a child of God? John said, what manner of love is this that the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons and daughters of God? Now, some folk don't understand what I'm talking about, but if you understood what I was talking about, you'd be shouting right now. You know that God has made you a son, and you know that God has made you a daughter. You talking about a wretch. You talking about undone. You talking about messed up. You talking about on drugs. You talking about running women. You talking about messed up. Partying all night long. But Jesus, how many know he's a way maker? How many know he'll come and get you? Brother McGuire said he picked him up, turned him around, placed his feet on solid ground. Then you got folk don't know what you're talking about. Folk shame to serve God. Sitting around talking about it don't take all of that. But you wasn't in the nightclub with me. You wasn't there when the bullets were zinging by my head. You wasn't there when we overdosed. I wish I had a praying church. How many know God been good? Ain't he good? Didn't he reach down and pick you up out of the muck and mire? Pick you up and turn you around. I'm talking about the truth. Ain't God all right? Look at your neighbor and tell him he's all right. He's all right. Talk to him. Talk to him. Tell him you know why I love him. You know why I love him. He looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond my no goodness. He looked beyond all my messed upness and reached down and plucked me up out of the muck and the mire. And I got a reason to say hallelujah. I got a reason to say thank you, Lord. I ain't playing when I say thank him. You've been good. How many know he's been good? You might not be what you ought to be, but how many know you ain't what you used to be? Sister Holy Ghost stepped out in you. How many know there's been a change? Ain't he all right? He's all right. Oh, he's all right. Ain't he good? Down to the last drop. I went to a concert and Earth, Wind, and Fire was jamming. I could have stayed there all night long. And Reverend Mays, it really upsets me when folk talking about you in church too long. I could have stayed with Earth, Wind, and Fire all night long. And that's the way I am about Jesus. I don't get tired of praising God. How many know ain't no speed limit on praising God? Folk got their chest run out. You know we got out of church at 11:45. And then you went home and smoked up a little weed. I wish I had a praying church. You need to stay in church a little while longer. Went home, stopped by the liquor store, got you a six pack, and you drunk that and you got your buzz, and went back and got two cases. Drunk 4-7 o'clock Sunday night. You should have stayed in church. Help me, Holy Ghost. Ain't God all right? Anybody love him tonight? Come on, somebody tell him, I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, see if I don't see you no more. Oh, see if I don't see you no more. If you get the word Pruitt passed off over in the night, tell your neighbor that the best thing that ever happened to him was Jesus. Jesus came into his life. And I'm like Martin Luther King. My heart's not fearing any man. Help me, Holy Ghost. Death ain't got no power. Can I get a witness in the house? To be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? If this earthly house of this tabernacle would dissolve, you got another building. You got another building. Didn't no man put his hands on it? Not made with hands. You got a building over in Beulah land. Hallelujah. Ain't God all right? Every day will be howdy. Sabbath will have no end. You talk about shouting. You talk about running. Folk talk about looking for mama. Folk talk about looking for daddy. But I'm looking for a lamb that got nail prints in his hand. That got nail prints in his feet. I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for Jesus. Ain't he all right?
Oh, isn't that all right? I don't know how you feel about it, but I know that there's been a change in my life. Amen. I'm no longer the same. Amen. What a mighty word. Do you know what truth is? I know the truth, because truth lives on the inside of me. Amen. The door to the church is open. The gospel has been preached, and the door of the church is open to whosoever will. Let him come.